We are here. What's going on? It's DJ JoJo, man. Hey, it's been a while. I've missed y'all. You know, we got into the weeds of the season, and we're having all these special guests again. Huge shout out to my man DJ Lee Michaels, who was on the last show. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that one, man, he's a DJ for the Chicago Blackhawks. Make sure to listen in on that. But hey, we are here, and I have a very, 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 very special guest. I seriously consider her family, man. Yo, I even DJed her wedding. She's like my sis. Sometimes I see her more than my own wife. You know, that's just what it is in this industry. You know what I'm saying? She really needs no intro, guys. You know her, fellow in arena host for Anaheim Ducks, the beautiful, the very talented Miss Allie K is in the house.
That was quite the intro.
I'm gonna do that at a game.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to do that tonight. Okay?
Let's do that tonight. It is game night. Hey, huge shout out to everyone coming in. Hey, you know, I'm actually rocking the giveaway shirt for tonight. Huge shout out to Gustavo Jaimez, the mayor of Anaheim, who designed this shirt. Allie, I got to get you one too. Come on now.
Right? I know. I need that. Okay. Well, I'll put it on for tonight. Don't worry. Gus, I will represent. I promise.
Let's go.
But no, it's so cool to see what he keeps doing.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for jumping on. Honestly, this is long overdue. And, you know, it took us all the way with less than 10 home games left in the regular season here for you to finally jump on. But that's just a testament to how busy it is throughout the year.
It's crazy. It really is. Honestly, I feel like we blinked and I'm like, how are we at this point?
I know.
In the season, like what happened? But there's been so much.
There's been
so much that's happened. It's been a good season. It really has.
And how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good?
Yeah. You know, getting towards the end of the season, it's always like that bittersweetness, right?
Of course.
Like, you know, we have a few regular season games, obviously, under our belt. But, you know, it's exciting times.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a really good season, I think, on and off the ice.
For sure. The fans have been, you know, they've been amazing. And it's clear that we, as your hosts, every single game, feed off your energy, right?
Yeah, this is true. Honestly, I mean, I always say this, like without the fans, like we are nothing, you know?
No, hey, absolutely. Hey, that's honestly, like we feed off you guys. You know, at the end of the day, we can't control obviously what goes on night in, night out on the ice. We control us entertaining you all in between all the stuff happening on the ice, right? And so again, we feed off you guys. And you know, as much as you know, we do this all throughout the season. It's great that it feels different every single night.
It really does. And I have to say, even just like from, you know, a fan perspective coming off that our last game against the Bruins, just the energy of our arena. Like I left that game and I'm like, our fans this season, like regardless of what's happening, you know, and we can look at numbers and whatever. But
oh, yeah.
Like they're just bringing it. It's a
bringing
different
it.
Vibe this season. It's been so much fun.
Yeah. And mind you, too, it was a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. You would have thought it was a Friday, okay?
Yeah, it feels like the weekend, literally night in, night out, and that's a testament to all of you. So, you know, let's start from the beginning, Allie K. You know, I think as most people know us as their in arena hosts and DJ and whatnot, you know, we've really only had that role for the last couple of years together,
right?
Officially, right? And so we're nearing the end of our second season at the helm together. But a lot of people don't realize that we go way back. So let's dip into the story of Allie K. You started what season?
So I believe it's the 2013
season.
Isn't that crazy?
That is why I started in 2010. So even when meeting you, it was still very early on in my time too. And, you know, I was on the street team and I met Allie K at, I guess July of 2013 at the Power Player auditions.
Yep.
And, obviously you made the team and we've grown to what it is today, the amazing, host that you are today with the org. But again, let's go back to that, in terms of, you know, starting with the organization, what even led you to that point to even want to work here for the Ducks?
It's crazy because it seems, it really does. It's not that long ago, but I guess it kind of is.
Oh, it's long ago. That like, it really is long.
I'm like, how has it been this long? But, you know, if you take me back to even like auditions and before that, I mean, as you know, I grew up in a huge hockey family, right?
Yeah.
My mom's from back east. She's from a small town in Pennsylvania. So, you know, her family was heavily immersed in the world of hockey. And, you know, my cousins played, they were involved on the college side and things like that. But when she moved to Southern California and had us kids, she was determined to give us kind of that East Coast lifestyle, right? You know, Winter sports weren't as big of a thing out here. Obviously we live in Southern California, but the world of hockey has grown immensely, right? Especially over the last 15 years. But yeah, she had us on skates by the time we could walk. So me and my brothers, we literally grew up at the rinks, and, you know, come a full circle moment, right? You know, back then, Disney Ice, then evolving into the rinks. But, you know, when I actually went to audition to become a power player, I was skating on the same ice that I literally grew up skating on.
That's awesome.
So to
that had to give you had to give you some extra motivation on that audition day, because, you know, a huge shout out to all the power players and just anyone that kind of goes into that world of like having to audition for your job. Massive credit. That is so hard, you know, and for you two, it's got to be nerve wracking.
100%. It totally is. Like, I mean, my mom actually, she kind of dragged me to the auditions in a way because I almost backed out, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, I think you had to be 20 or it was 19 to audition. So yep. I remember when I was 18, that year I was like, oh my gosh, auditions are coming up, but I couldn't do it because I wasn't 19 yet. So then, I missed that next year when I was 19, but then I looked at the website. It was like 5 days before auditions. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, this is coming up. Like literally this weekend, like I have to do this. So I hadn't been on the ice in probably like 2 years. I literally went to the rinks the night before, hopped on the ice, put my skates on that I hadn't worn in a really long time. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. And my mom literally drove me to the auditions and she's like, you got this, you're going to be fine. But I remember like, I was like, what am I doing? I haven't been here in a minute, but to be honest, it's been my world, right? My brothers played hockey. I grew up as a competitive figure skater. I always had hockey skates too, just because I always had to do what my brothers did. Loved being a part of whatever they were doing. So it kind of was like the perfect blend. I used to come to games and watch the power players and I'd be like, you know what? That's perfect for me. It's a little bit the world of cheer. I was like, but I get to put hockey skates on and skate on the ice. Like, this is cool. Like, I'm going to do this. So, you know, just to come full circle, get to that audition process, you see 100-something people in line. And that's what got me. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is crazy. Yeah. But I'm so happy it did. It kickstarted my career with the Ducks, my career in sports. And I'm just forever grateful.
Oh, absolutely. And we're grateful to have you here, obviously, Ali K. What's great is that we kind of grew together in those roles. I was on the street team. You were on power players. We were both on these teams that had to elude being, you know, a brand ambassador, a representative of this team very, very early on, and which I think has helped us in our roles today as hosts for sure. And even outside of the hosting, I think it's so great. You guys don't know, Ali K and I are actually on the judge panel for the power players now.
Yeah.
And as much as I feel honored and privileged to be in that role, that's gotta be way, way cooler for you. Just given that obviously you're in that role yourself. So can you talk through like how, you know, how it is to now be on that other side of the table, literally, and how, you know, how that kind of goes into, how you look at that role being a judge for the power players, you know, moving forward here.
Oh, it's so cool. Honestly, I really love it. It's like you kind of have a different eye for it when you come from that, right? It's like being a power player, it just makes sense to have someone like that, right, on the other side of the table. But it's just really neat to see all the talent, right? And I always like spot people that they're a little bit like me, right?
Yeah.
Like, come from the same
background.
There's
got to be at least one or two that you see.
Every year there's like one or two and I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, you're a mini Ally. I love you. Yes. You know, so it's really cool to see that. It does make me feel like a little bit older now though to be on the other side of it, because I'm like, wait, I'm sorry, how old are you know? But that's, you know, the age I got into all of this, and it really is really neat to be on the other side of it, because at the end of the day, you know, we're building our entertainment department, right? Like these girls are a part of our entertainment department, they're part of our show, they're ambassadors for the team. Like obviously we want the best of the best, you know, and so to have people like you and I think on the panel, it really does make sense, and it really is such, that's a full circle moment right
there. Oh, for sure. I feel you on that, on the street team, man, too. Like I was on that team for 5 seasons alongside with you for a couple of those years. And then, you know, to have that those moments now where managing that team, handling all the hiring, I feel the same way. There are a lot of people where I'm like, oh yeah, like, you know, you show traits that I remember, you know, I thought I had when I had first started out. So literally like full circle moment for both of us, for sure. You with the Power Players, you know, me with the street team. And those are teams that obviously still exist today. And it's great to see that, again, we're still involved with those teams, right? So I will say, hey, the Power Players, you know, if you fans have noticed now, are doing dance routines,
yep,
and whatnot. I gotta ask you, you know, if there was a dancing if there was a dancing component, as much as, hey, well, I even remember back in the day, I was like, dang, this girl Allie K, she's clearly a skater. And you know, you definitely,
that's right, a skater.
Yeah, you definitely alluded to, like, you've been doing this for a long time. You had the personality and all that stuff. But let's ask a question. If there was a dance component back then, how do you think you would feel going into these tryouts?
Jojo, I would be nervous. Okay. Let's just say, you know what? I like to think I'm good at a lot of things. Okay. I was like, I was born an athlete, but let's, yep, just leave me to the skating. Leave me to pushing the shovel. Okay. Like, I was a competitive figure skater, but we had to work on that dancing and the movement and the hands and all those things outside of it.
Outside,
okay.
Yep.
There was some extra love there, but, that's why I started putting on hockey skates too. There you okay? go.
Yeah.
No, but I always joke. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's funny because I pushed for the dancing.
Yeah.
Not after I was already, you know,
that got, yeah,
out of the power pole.
After you knew you weren't going to be trying out again.
No, but really, I mean, Orange County actually is like a huge dance community.
Yeah.
I grew up with so many friends who are professional dancers and touring with some of the biggest artists to this day. And it's so cool. So I always was like pushing for that because I was like, there's an element here that could really, really work for the entertainment side of it. Me personally, you would probably find me on the ice. Okay. And that's okay. We'll leave it to that.
Yeah.
The dancers, you're
in your own way, you're dancing out there too. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
You're dancing around all the players, making sure you get out of their way so you can scoop the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. I was like, you want a nice turn, a quick stop? I got you. But
no, that's awesome. Again, a huge shout out to our Power Plays, how much that's grown throughout the years. Even our street team now, like back in my day, I definitely wasn't in the bowl, in the arena doing as many things that our team is doing now, from waving the flags to doing the crowd banner, and that crowd banner moving all over the arena during party mode. Like, you know, so again, a huge testament to the teams that that are here to promote the Ducks as a brand, obviously, but also entertain. It just continues to grow, and it's really fun to be a part of it, for sure. Okay, so I gotta ask this as well. Just the show in general, from when we started back to back in the day to where we are now, is incredible. But I do want to talk about that transition from Power Player to hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, I feel like not enough people know the grind and the story behind you moving again away from the ice to into the to bowl, talking to the masses and representing the Ducks in a completely different way. So when did you kind of start to think about that within your time with the Power Players?
So it was actually my third season, but okay, believe it or not, it comes back to like my first season. It was actually at our orientation. They used to have us do stand-ups and kind of introduce ourselves. They gave us a microphone. And I remember doing that. And then one of the guys was like, hey, like, that was really good. Have you ever done that before? And I'm like, no, you know, I kind of grew up where I dabbled into commercial work, like entertainment. I was always kind of performing in some way, right? But I was like, you know what? There's something here. Like, that's kind of where that stemmed in my mind. I was like, I belong in sports somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And then go fast forward to my third season, I kind of started to see like a little bit of a loophole, if you will, to where, you know, I was like, you know what, there's more that we can be doing, or maybe we don't always have a host in the arena. And we really didn't at that point. It wasn't necessarily like a huge thing. There was games where we had one, games where we didn't. And then I went to, you know, Davin back in the day. Shout out to Davin.
Shout out to Davin. Let's go.
He was our director of game day entertainment at the time. And I was like, hey, you know, what would you think of, like, you know, using me as a host or like a personality more? And honestly, I remember just being like so nervous to even have this conversation because I was like, who do they think I am to come in here and be like, hey, like, this is what you need? And they were like, we love it. I was like, you do? Yeah. Okay.
Hey, a prime example of closed mouths don't get fed. Right?
It's true. No, that, you know what? Yes, I strongly, strongly agree with it. But that's kind of how the conversation started. So obviously I was still a power player that third, fourth, and then fifth season. But what was really neat is they started kind of using me for these. We'd do the best signed seat upgrade. I don't know if you remember this.
Oh, yes.
And we had some other promos that kind of needed some love at the time. And it was really neat that they were giving me that opportunity to kind of pregame. I would go, I would record segments, grab fans, kind of interview them, do these different seat upgrades and elements. And then, I mean, fast forward, I think it was then my fifth season where there was actually an opportunity for me to host a game. And that was my very first game. And I remember being so nervous. It was like, oh my God, not only do I have an entire arena of fans watching me, but I have my entire like team of power players watching me too. Right. And it's weird. It's like, you almost get more nervous to do certain things in front of the people that, you know, I don't know why, you know,
oh,
what
100%.
I mean? Like now I've definitely moved past that. But I remember thinking that like all these girls, they're going to be watching me.
Yeah.
Like, what is she going to do?
Yeah,
you know?
Because you're also, as much as like you're doing that yourself, you're representing the team as well.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
and you know, down the road, if you totally bomb that, would that have ruined the opportunity for anyone else coming up within that team? Because
sure,
you know, you were the first to go.
Yeah.
But luckily, obviously, it was the opposite side.
It went okay. It went well.
That's crazy. You just sparked in my mind the first time, you know, get shots at Davin, gave me my first shot
right
in arena. It was in the playoffs of 2017. And
I remember this. The
first game, and he said, just hype up the crowd. And there was no script. It was just like, everyone wave your towels. It was crazy. And I was so nervous.
No, but you did it.
Yeah.
And no one would ever know, you know? No one ever know you're nervous.
Yeah.
But I actually remember that. And you got like, think a bunch of fans around
you,
right?
Yep,
and you were
yep.
down in the 200s. And yeah. I mean, but like, it's crazy because you're just like that naturally fit person for that, right?
Yeah,
like
no,
people already knew
it.
Who you were. Like, but yeah, 2017, that's the first time then you were in
yeah,
the arena?
Yeah. And it's crazy because by that time, that was already 7 years here with the Ducks,
yeah.
right? And so, yeah, it's just crazy talking about like kind of like these first, by the time you got your first go, you had already been with the team for, you know, a few years at the very least, right? And so, that's great. As far as like when you're still trying it out, was there any sort of moment that you felt like, oh yeah, no, I definitely want to do this. Was there a certain moment early on that kind of solidified that for you as a goal?
100%. Honestly, if I'm being honest, it's right when I first started. As soon as someone handed me that mic, I was like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think we just kept building off of that. But I got so lucky that, you know, they trusted me, right? Mm-hmm. They trusted me to be in the role as a power player, but they also trusted me to kind of take this other step at the same time. And I always tell people, I'm like, I ended up having like an internship while I was here in a way.
While still doing your own duties. I even remember some of the playoff watch parties. You would come in as a power player and then we'd just hand you the mic.
Yes.
And so you were literally like a power player in uniform with the rest of your squad. But yeah, you rocked the mic.
Yeah. And that was also thanks to you too. Like, yeah, I mean, I got so many reps in too, but it's crazy, you know, that we've come from like, right, these small little opportunities. And I always tell people, it's like, you know, if you want to be, whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter what career path, but like, if you're already in the door in some way, like, you know, don't be afraid to take those steps and really push the people that are in charge to kind of give you those opportunities, because what's the worst they're going to say?
Yeah.
No. And you're going to hear no.
Yeah.
You will hear it.
You're going to hear it throughout your time for sure. That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah. We'll save that for episode 2 or 3.
Yeah.
But no, it's been, honestly, I think we were just talking a little bit too. JoJo and I went and had lunch before this.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, it's crazy to see things come full circle because now I'm 5 years, right, into hosting, 6 maybe now. I don't know. We kind of just stopped counting.
Yeah.
But just to have everything come full full circle. And I remember the last game, the Bruins game, I decided to spend the third period in the Zam Tunnel. I never do that because we're usually running around. Like, if, hey, fans, if you see me, I'm not ignoring you, okay? I am running to my next hit. And yes. I generally have someone talking in my other ear and I'm just like, hey, good to see you. Go Ducks, okay? but it was a cool moment that I had some time finally, like, to just kind of sit and absorb what was going on. So I was in the Zam Tunnel for the third period, which we had, you know, a few goals that period, a nice little fight. And then, you know, the power players are on the ice, right? That's where they are the whole game. That's where I spent my first 5 years.
Yeah.
Was literally in that Zam Tunnel.
Big circle moment, right?
Full circle, moment. Yeah. I mean, we're kind of, we have so many memories in there, including comeback on Catella. Like, you know, there's just so much.
Comeback on Catella on my end. I was DJing. It was still pretty early on in my time DJing games. This is before we had a stage at 315 and being on camera and stuff. And, you know, we're up top.
High.
We're way up top. And I'll never forget. I was so nervous because, you know, it's a prideful thing. You don't like to play, you know, songs again that you played, you know, early on, first period, you know, whatever. And we're dipping into two playoff, you know, overtimes, which, as you know, are full overtimes, full intermissions. Like, I was like, oh,
like,
my
we're
God.
Basically going to be here till 1 a.m.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. And, you know, I was like, man, how many more bangers do I have? Like, it was crazy. But it's crazy to think, like, what position you're in. Back then as well. I'm sure y'all were wiped, by the way, because I remember hearing the players, like, they had to be eating like fruit and stuff in the locker room because, like, the game had been going so long. And I think people don't think about how tiresome that job is on the ice.
No, you don't realize it. Yeah. I mean, you're literally going out three times
a period, but you're going all in.
All in.
Yeah.
And you're not just skating, you're pushing snow.
Yeah.
Right. So you got to add weight to that.
Oh, weight to
well.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of, like, the Zam Tunnel moments, you know, every time that I've had time to even be down in the Zam Tunnel, I see everyone from the power plays of the ice crew coming off, and, like, you know, like, they are out of breath. They put their all.
It's like,
all,
you just
the
did
whole
a shift,
heart out
okay?
there.
You
yes,
just did a shift like
you did
players.
A full shift. Yeah, exactly, for that minute and a half of that timeout. But yeah, you know, I feel that same sentiment with the Zamboni Tunnel. Obviously, I wasn't a power player or ice crew in my own right, but being in the Zam Tunnel is already kind of a coveted thing in itself. And so the couple times I've been able to hang out down there. Even more recently, you check out the full feature on Victory Plus, by the way, behind the scenes. I get it. I get what you're saying. The energy down there, especially when there's a goal scored or a fight, it's really like no other place in the building.
No, 100%. Like, that might be one of my favorite spots. It really is. Yeah.
I'm so glad that you got to have that moment, because sometimes when you separate yourself from something you've been doing for so long, like, it's great to have a moment where, again, it kind of comes back in full circle, brings you back, you know, to back in the day, and, you know, why you love being here. You know,
totally.
To begin
yeah,
with.
That was definitely one of those moments.
But I love that. Speaking of that, as far as, like, a favorite moment overall, like, whether that's from back in the day to now and being in the host role, like, can you talk to, like, a couple, like, favorite moments that you've had here with the Ducks?
It's crazy because it all kind of blends together now,
right? I know, right?
I mean, I not to be cliche, but it's like, I think we can all agree that comeback on Catella that night was obviously a great night for everyone, especially if you were here. That's something that
if you're here and you didn't leave early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you fell asleep in your seats, we'll maybe forgive you, but it's okay. there were a few of those.
Yeah, I'm talking to a friend out there that I might have given my tickets to that night, and then later on the Instagram or maybe Snapchat or whatever. Is it MySpace? What was even big back then? I'm just playing. No, it's probably on Instagram. But
JoJo, we're not that old.
But seeing on the Instagram story, like, all game was whack. I'm here at, you know, whatever bar now. And I remember messaging after the game. I was like, you really left? I'm not giving you tickets again. And to this day, we're still friends. But I haven't given.
You're buying your tickets.
You're buying it to AnaheimDucks.com/tickets. Here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No promo code.
No, I'm not one to hold grudges usually. But, man, I was like, why did you leave early? Yo.
I know. That's why I'm like, that's what's so cool about hockey, though. Really, if you break it down, is that even with just a few minutes left in the game, anything can change anything can at any moment. And like, we have witnessed so much of that. So, I always tell people, I'm like, you got to stay. Okay. You got to stay. We know there's some construction right now, but you got to stay.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and speaking of you got to stay, I think a big factor now is you got to come early. The show, since we started the season this year has been amazing, and it's so cool to be a part of it. You know, Ali K and I have been now hosting together every single game, which I have to give this its flowers, but knock on wood, we have yet to miss a game since we started officially together last season.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is true.
Yes.
I know. We're here every game.
We're here every game.
You know where to find us.
but you know, we've done so many years together and so many different roles, but to have this now big role of hosting together, I mean, I feel like I've talked about it a bunch. You've heard, but like, just from your perspective of the new, in-game entertainment, outside of obviously what you bring to the table, I mean, like, give us your thoughts on everything.
You know what? It's just cool to see how everything has evolved up into this season, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't get sick of our pregame show at all. Like, I love watching it. I think our rehearsals are still one of my favorite parts. It's like, we just kind of sit there and we're like, wow, it's like, you know, we have the ducks that fly out, but the on-ice projection, all the lights, it's like they put so much money into our entertainment this season. And you know what? I think the feedback, I've gotten a lot of good feedback from obviously the fans, but to see the evolution of our entertainment department and what it's doing, it's been really, really neat. The on-ice projection, I tell everyone, okay, if it's your first time coming to a game, or I have friends coming this season, they haven't been yet, I'm like, you got to be in your seats early. Like, you just have to. Like, just trust me, especially if you've been coming to this arena for a while, you've seen the pregame shows. Like, no, you got it. You got to see what's happening before the team hits the ice. And even when the team hits the ice, too. I mean, but I think the on-ice projection this year has been one of my favorite elements that's been added to our show. Obviously, I think everything's taking it up a level. Like, first of all, JoJo has a huge stage, okay? Like, every year, this just keeps getting a little bigger. Like, was it, not last season, but the season before? We kind of put this, like, little spot up there.
Yeah, like, it wasn't even on a stage. It was just in an open area.
A little open area in front of the JD Club. Yep. And actually, there was a picture that popped up of us recently from there. And for some reason, I'm holding a dog. It must have been the OC. But I was like, I forgot that that's where it was. So again, that just goes to show, like, look how much we're evolving here, right? And it's like, yes, we're here to play hockey. We're here to watch the sport. But there's something about this show and entertainment aspect to it as well. And a huge shout out to our entertainment department, because this wouldn't be possible without them. You know? I always say, it's like, I'm like, I'm a small element to this, right? Yeah. You know, we pop in and we obviously prepare, we rehearse, we have our meetings and we do our job, but like, there's guys upstairs, there's guys in our control room. There's so much more than what people even realize that go into making this show possible.
Oh yeah.
Not to mention, you know, the 20 voices we have in our ears the entire game as
exactly. well. Exactly. Oh, we wish you could just have your own earpiece, Ducks fans, into what we hear every single game. We're even getting instructions while we're even talking about what's coming up next. But
hey, live is live, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Just like the game, what we do is live as well.
Absolutely. And look, I got to give you props, Ali, because I feel like even throughout your time here and now, hosting more full time for here, like every single game, that's led to obviously other opportunities and stuff outside. I feel like you've like traveled all over the place and, you know, can you just talk to a little bit of like, what has this also turned into for you outside of the Ducks organization?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a ton of really great opportunities. When I was first getting started in my hosting emceeing role and kind of dabbling more into like the media side of things, I kind of got, dragged into the automotive world and the off-road world as well, which my brother actually used to race in the off-road world. So it wasn't weird that I was like kind of, being immersed into that side of things as well. I traveled actually all over. I mean, I've been to almost, I think, every state. I lived on the road while the hockey season was going on and no one would even know because I'd still somehow show up here single game.
You go to a game, you work a game, and then I text you like, hey, great job tonight. What are you up to? And you're like, I'm jumping on a red eye
right now. I have my mom outside. She just picked picked me up. Okay. Or my husband, Kyle. Shout out to both of you for getting me to my red eye flights, because I would literally run out of the building. Our security would walk me out to the top. My mom or Kyle would be waiting there for me and they'd drive me to LAX and I'd be going to New York for like the next 10 days and I'd be home by the time the Ducks were back. But I was hosting, you know, I was hosting, I was doing a lot of media interviews for different automotive and off-road companies, and that helped me gain literally so much more experience
that, like, you then brought here.
Then I was able to bring here. Yes. And, you know, obviously we all know hockey is my one love. So it's absolutely, like, you know, if I could be anywhere, I would love to be here, but I'm very grateful for all of those other opportunities. And, you know, I tell people all the time, take these opportunities, you know, even if it's something you're like, well, I don't know if that's mm-hmm. the world I want to be in. It doesn't matter. Do you want to be on camera? Do you want to, you know, learn how to speak on camera? Do you want to learn how to MC, be a personality? Take it, because it will eventually lead to something. And at the end of the day, you're building a skill set, right?
Woo! Let's go. I could run through a wall for Ali K right now. You got me like just hyped up. You know,
we're ready to go.
Yes. I'm so glad we recorded this on a game day, because now I'm like ready to go. And I gotta give some, you know, some credit, not even some credit, all the flowers. You just mentioned one love. Like, shout out to our significant others, my wife, Jordan, your husband, Kyle. Again, I said in the beginning of the episode, sometimes I see you, Ali, more than I feel like I see my own wife.
We do. We spend a lot of hours together. Yes. Probably more than we see our family, than we see our significant others. But you know what?
Kyle's my boy, man.
We wouldn't do it. And I love Jordan. So it's like, it's mutual. Okay?
Yeah.
But you know what? I always say this too. Like, we're so lucky to have partners and family that like really support us. I mean, Kyle's been with me since the beginning of this. And I mean, same with Jordan. You. So,
and I mean, you know, my parents, they come to games.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan comes out to get, you know, Kyle comes out all the time too. And just friends and family in general, it means the world. That, you know, as much as we're giving some advice of being in the industry, that's a part of it. You got to realize that, like, hey, as much fun as this is, it's time away from the fam, you know, just on a smaller scale of like our actual players on the ice who are constantly on the road and all that stuff. Like, it, that also trickles over to the front office and the game night staff, the entertainment staff and whatnot. You know, again, it's all fun, but you know, I'm glad we're also in a position where our loved ones could see what we do.
100%. Yeah, we're so lucky. We're lucky to have that support, and you need it too, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so future plans, Ali K. Future plans. We've been together here at the Ducks for over almost 15 years now. At least I've been here almost 15 years. We've been working together.
I'm not at 15.
Yeah.
Yet.
You're at what, like 13?
That's a milestone though, JoJo.
I know. I'm about to hit 15 years this June.
Oh my gosh.
It's
congratulations.
So, thank you.
That's a big deal.
But you've been a huge part of that journey. And so, you know, I can't thank you enough for all the way back in the day being representatives of the brand from a street team and power player standpoint to now being there every single game together. I honestly think about that when we do our first host hit every single game before or after warmups. And I'm just like, wow, like this is where we're at. And like, look where we are now. We're here in the Korea studios recording a podcast. Like, who would have thought that 13 years ago when we first met that we'd be here at this point? I'm incredibly proud of you. And just to kind of end it off, like, you know, obviously we're doing our thing with the Ducks, but you know, what can we look forward to from Ali K, you know, again, here in the future?
You know what? Well, I hope to still be here. No.
Let's go. Absolutely.
Honestly, I'm really enjoying this ride right now. I think this season, you know, I've been given a lot more opportunities. You know, I was able to do my first post-game interview.
Yes. Congratulations, by the way.
That was really cool.
And huge.
Was only happening, by the way, if we won that night.
Yes. Okay? Yeah, that's true.
And it was John Gibson's 500th NHL NHL game.
And you interviewed Trevor that night, right?
Yeah, Trevor Zegras. So, I'm very grateful. I am so grateful for this journey. I'm hoping to continue to build off of, you know, everything I've been working towards, and we'll see what happens. But right now, I'm enjoying this ride. I enjoy working with you. I'm so lucky to have you as a co-host and a friend, and this has been really neat.
Yes, this is your family, Ali K. Thank you so much for jumping on the show. Honestly, we could go on for days just talking about all the different things that we've done throughout the year. That just means that our years. That just means you got to come back. We got to run this back. Part two, three, four, five, six, however we got to do it.
We probably need another episode or two because, you know, we were going to pull out our phones, okay? And start working through some content. Well, but you don't even want to know how many unread text messages JoJo has.
Hold on. First of all, it's a battle of how many photos that we even have. I'm at like 33,000, almost 34,000. What do you have?
Okay, we're running it to the photos.
Yes.
Hold on, let's see. You want the exact
exact number.
39,356 photos.
Hey, you're all guilty of this. We have a bunch of duplicates that we probably should have deleted, but it's just once you're down that rabbit hole, like it's like, how could I even go back? Now you're calling me out for my text messages.
Okay,
though.
I know, because we've done this before. We do have to know this. I know, but it wasn't aired.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now we're gonna air it. The unread messages, and we have to show it to the camera too.
Okay.
What is it? What's yours?
30.
Oh, I'm close. I'm at 470.
But let's just not look at my emails because it's one email that I don't check. So we're not going to show this to the camera now. I'm scared.
I'm putting this on record.
I'm 30, but don't look at that.
Yeah, no, look.
It's not my Ducks email, I promise.
No, we're good. I'm letting the record show. I apologize to everyone that's texting me and that is waiting on my response.
He's a busy man.
That's going to be my New Year's resolution of like 2028 when I could get to there.
You'll get there.
Just be realistic here.
We'll set that for a few years. Yeah. Figures out. Okay.
Exactly. But hey, thanks again for jumping on the show. That's spinning it. That's what we do, man. We thought we were going to end the show. We spin in all these different directions, but we got to spin our way to get ready for this game. All right. So let's go, Ducks. Ali K, appreciate you.
JoJo, thank you so much.
Of course. We out. Peace.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.